Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Oh, you don't have to think about it. It is right here. It is right now. How you doing today, Brandon Ray Stokely?
Doing great, man. What a great day. Great day. I can see the sun. It's on the horizon. We will see it tomorrow.
So, coming, man.
Got my workout in. Feel great. Slept good last night. Watched my Teddy Bridgewater film.
Yes.
Ready to break that down with you. Look, man, I'm ready for the show, feeling good, got energy. Great day. Great day. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Got a lot of great stuff going on today. A lot of fun stuff to talk about. Shout out to Smashburger bringing us some lunch. Appreciate those guys.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
My God. My mouth is on fire.
Perfect. Perfect blend of spices. You got that.
Love it.
Pickle and...
We got the... Hey.
What's that mayo kind of... What do you call that?
Got the spicy mayo.
Spicy mayo. Yeah.
We got the NFL schedule coming out tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Do we have like a war room or something?
We do have like a war room or something.
Is that on our show?
It's on our show. Right where it belongs.
From like 1 to 3 or 12 to 2?
12 to 2.
12 to 2. Okay,
12
cool.
to 2.
All right.
So really, really looking forward to that.
Is that Brothers?
I think it is.
Oh,
I think
wow,
it is.
How about that? Two lunches in a row.
You know my hands out for it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're never taking that thing away from lunch. So war room schedule release tomorrow.
Yes.
How about that? So we know who they're playing. We just don't know when
and where.
And we're going to prime time games, all those things.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about a couple things to look out for here at 12:30. Talking about the schedule release. So I have a couple thoughts on what I think Broncos country should be hoping for tomorrow. So we'll talk about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we'll talk about it just in a couple minutes. But we got a lot going on. The Rockies are going to be back in action today against the Padres. The Nuggets need one more win to cross the finish line of their season total. But
to get the over.
To
get the over, they need one more. And how many games do they have left?
They have four games left total.
They have four left?
Yes.
Ooh.
They've lost their last two.
Who do we got?
And the thing is that the Nuggets are, their playoff position is more than likely solidified. They're not falling out of that fourth seed. The matchup, you know, we'll see what it looks like. You can really put your brain in a pretzel with doing all these scenarios with playoff seedings. But they have Charlotte tonight on the road. That's at 5:00. Then they have Minnesota. So all four games, like the Nuggets have played their last game at home. These final four games are all on the road. At Charlotte, at Minnesota, at Detroit, at Portland.
Last regular season game at home, right?
Yes.
We'll be in the playoffs. We'll be at home.
Yes.
How many fans? What's that going to be like? What's the total they can have now? Has it been? It's kind of stayed the same, right?
Yeah, it's been like, gosh, what is it, like 2,500, something like that? It's somewhere right in there.
I'd like to go to a playoff game.
It's not a lot. I will be at a playoff game.
Yeah.
You can be sure.
I'd like to do it.
You want to know
my buddy hasn't called me this year. He keeps on bringing his kids.
Who's your buddy?
Yeah, Peyton. You see him on TV all the time. He keeps bringing his kids over. It's like, hey, forgot about me?
I couldn't see him. He was so far up.
Man, can he get better seats? Just hit me up, 18. I got you. I'll set you up. I know somebody over there. Goodness, he's always like way up top, like the nosebleeds and stuff.
I shouldn't even have joined you.
Yes, you should have. Right in the middle, too. He's like, excuse me. I got to go get popcorn for the kids again. Excuse me.
Guys,
like, holy cow. Goodness.
Stumbling over people.
Come on. Can we get a little closer to the court? Unbelievable.
I can't believe I just joined you.
Yes, you did. Yeah, see? Hey, you know what else you're joining me on? the one-a-days on Mark Schlereth.
You know what? I may be.
One-a-days, taking shots. We are going to start the Mark Schlereth smear campaign.
Stink was giving us a couple jabs this morning. Little bit.
I like it.
Saying that he had me flustered, had me breaking early for the first time in 4 years.
He did. He did have you flustered.
That was good.
Cut me off. I got to give him a shout-out. I think it's right there. That's my sweatshirt. Remember I was telling him I wanted one of those stinking good chili that he has the sweatshirts?
I want one of those.
And so he brought me one. He brought me one. So I'm gonna cut those sleeves off.
Oh my
and it's
gosh.
Gonna be a workout sweatshirt.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I love it. So I'm looking forward to that. So shout out to Stink and his green chili. Love it.
The Avs getting a big win.
That was a big win.
I mean, big time. 2-1 over Vegas.
I needed that. I needed that little odds boost there. A little odds
Look
boost
at you.
Last night. Avs.
Hey, that's good puck.
Blues.
That's good puck.
Oilers. Great puck. Great puck. I don't know what their overall is against Vegas, but it just seems like they really struggle against Vegas.
Vegas is a good team.
Of course they are. They're tops.
They're tops.
In the West, right?
For now.
Number one.
For now.
For now.
Avs control their own destiny. They got two games left. Vegas has one. The Avs could be the number one seed going into the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And they got the Kings?
Yeah, I believe it's their final two against the Kings. Yeah.
And they just took care of the Kings twice.
Man,
back to back.
This schedule has been so weird.
It is.
It's like so monotonous.
I got to look at my futures because I put some futures on the Avs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got to check that out. I'll do that later after the show to see which ones are in play.
Yeah, they just took care of the Kings over the weekend.
Yep.
A pair of 3-2 victories. So they've won 6 of their last 7 here. And they finish up tomorrow Thursday against the Kings. Good puck.
That's another thing I want to go to.
Oh, yeah. Avsman on the RamosLaw.com text line is asking me if I'm going to be at an Avalanche playoff game.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Oh, I'll be there for sure.
I'll absolutely be there.
I love playoff hockey. But I've been to the first round, the second round. They got to make it to the Western Finals. Got to make it to the Western Finals this year. That's the next step. And that's the one I want to go to.
I will be at every round. I'll be at every round.
Every round.
Every round. Yep.
Mike Evans style or like, you know, when he's like photoshopping himself in from like, you know.
I can't believe Mike did that.
Remember that when I called him out on that?
That was crazy.
It looked
Who
like
photoshops themselves and says they're at a game when they're really not?
Right.
Mike Evans does. That is desperate, man.
That is really, really. You could just tell it was photoshopped. And, it was a bad job of photoshopping, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we actually go to the games. We don't need
I'd
to
like
do
to
that.
Take this time to announce my retirement.
Wow. Okay, Mikey. But yeah. I love it. Look, I mean, you know, Nuggets. Avs playing really well right now. Both are going to be in the playoffs, obviously. And we're going to have some playoff sports here, which is great. And fans can attend, which is the other kicker here that I'm so excited about and can't wait. We'll see what the Nuggets do. It's a bummer, the Jamal Murray, of course. But it's still exciting right now that you know both of those teams are in the playoffs. And you look at the Avs and we might be having a Stanley Cup Finals here.
Could you imagine?
I really can't. It's, again, same thing as I was saying about the Nuggets. I just didn't want to get too excited about it.
Yeah.
And then look what happened. You know, but I didn't want to get my expectations up too high. But you could see the Nuggets when they were healthy after the Aaron Gordon trade. And you look at the Western Conference and it's like, okay, man, this thing is wide open. Clippers, whatever. Lakers, they're banged up. They're not the same team. You could actually see a scenario where the Nuggets are in the finals. And that's where you go with the Avs. But I just don't want to get too excited about it. But, man, that gets me excited. I'm not a hockey guy. You know, we had the Louisiana Ice Skaters in Lafayette when I was in college.
The Louisiana Ice Skaters.
Yeah, chomp, 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 right?
So, what is that?
That's just a little... That's what they did. The chomp. The Gator chomp, I guess.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
The Louisiana Ice Skaters.
Yes, Ice Gators.
Couldn't come up with a more creative name than Skaters.
Listen, I didn't. I think it's kind of catchy.
The Ice Skaters.
I mean, like the Gators.
Oh, the, oh,
not
the
skaters,
oh, oh,
dude.
The
ice gators. Can you clean your ears? I said it like three times. Ice gators.
Well, sometimes. Gators. Sounds like your tongue's too big for your mouth.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I deserve that. I deserve
ice
that.
Gators. Got it.
Ice gators, right? That's why I'm saying chomp.
Got you.
Now it makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Ice gators, pretty cool, right?
Ice gators. I like that. We had
I can see how you misinterpreted.
Rats. Yeah.
I can see how you misinterpreted that, because when I say
blended
it quick,
together.
The G kind of sounds like an S. Skaters, gators. So that's my fault. I'll take that one.
So I grew up a massive hockey fan. We had a team, an AHL team in our backyard, which is, you know, directs like the G League for the NHL, American Hockey League. We had the Albany River Rats, 1994 Calder Cup champions. And, we would go,
I mean,
all the time.
We would have the Nutri-Rats.
The Nutri-Rats?
Yeah.
What is that?
The Nutri-Rat?
Yeah.
And it's like a big rat. Big, big rat. It's in the waters, swamps.
You guys skin it? Throw it on the Barbie? Some of those folks up north did.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. them North Louisianans. No, I'm sure there's people that do it. I not me. That's not for me.
And my son is 2.5, Owen, and he flips out every time hockey comes on the screen. He loves it. In fact, last night, I booted up on the computer 15 minutes straight of the best goals of the decade between 2010 and 2020. He sits there and he loves it. So I can't wait.
Guy.
I can't wait to bring my son to an Avs game.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, my son's been to pretty much everything. I mean, pretty much. I mean, he's been to a lot of stuff. My oldest, you know, Final Fours, Super Bowls, just a lot of stuff. And when he went to the Avs game for the first time in person, he was like, that was the coolest thing I've been to.
Hockey
like,
in
wow.
person, man. Can't
yeah.
beat it.
Yeah.
Beat
so that just kind of tells you in person, it is. It's awesome. So looking forward to that. And hopefully they go on a run, man. And how cool would that be? Like I said, I wasn't around here, you know, when the Avs had their great run. And,
yeah.
And so, but just being here since 07 and following the Avs, I just think it's really cool. I mean, how cool would that be to be able to go to a Stanley Cup Finals.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on. Doesn't get better than that.
No.
And I would say this, you know, let yourself get excited
really?
And hopeful. And yeah, don't worry about that old Jim Blossoms line.
What's that?
You don't expect too much from me. You might not be let down.
Ah. See, I don't like to be let down. I don't like that. So I'm always really guarded.
The cops chase us around.
Yeah.
Something
uh-huh.
might be
something. Now, Maybell. No, not that one.
No.
Now, Maybell. Oh.
What's going on?
I got to be guarded. I got to be guarded.
Open up your heart.
No.
Love will always find its way.
I've been scarred too much, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Abs,
you got a shirt
last
on
night.
Today.
Yeah, got the.
I saw RomboSlaw.com text saying, asking about it and asking like, how is it to wear a picture of yourself on a shirt?
You know what? I didn't even really think about it. I just think it's cool. I think our work did it for us, and we're selling them at DenverFan.com. It's really comfortable. It's one of these soft
so comfortable.
Tees.
It's
I
so
mean,
comfortable.
You could wear it to bed. It's one of those.
Yeah.
And our job has always done a good job with those. Even the training camp shirts, they always spend a little bit extra. So if you buy it, you're going to have a nice quality shirt that you're going to have for many years.
That here it is, right? I found it. It must be watching on the stream up there so they can see you. And they asked, nice shirt, Zach. Is it weird to wear a shirt with your own picture on it?
You know, I didn't even think about it. I did not even think about it.
So now that you think about it, is that weird at all? Or just kind of, do you think that's kind of cool? I mean, that's...
You know, I do think it's cool. I'm kind of proud of it, to be honest. I never thought that my face would be on a shirt.
Who would have thought that? I don't think anybody would have thought that.
Maybe, I just never thought that. So, yeah, it's cool. It's comfortable.
It is a cool shirt. Very comfortable.
DenverFan.com.
There you go.
All right. Big win for the Abs, 2-1. JT Compher, go-ahead goal. How about this for a stat? The Avs are plus 36 goals in second periods this year. No team has a better plus in any period than the Avs in the second period.
Wow.
So they get down 1-0 last night. They come back, and, you know, Grubauer stands on his head. you know, I think it was 36 goals, speaking of the plus 36, 36 saves, rather. So they got a shot here. And then last night, history was also made. Russell Westbrook, I cannot believe the sentence that's going to come out of my mouth. Russell Westbrook breaks Oscar Robertson's all-time triple-double record. That was considered like one of the most unbreakable records in all of sports. And Russell Westbrook has done it. And I marvel at him. I did not think he was a good fit for the Nuggets and still stand. He's just so ball dominant, and the Nuggets have two ball dominant players in Murray and Jokic. But the fact that Russell Westbrook passes the big O for triple doubles is something that I have been trying to process for the last 24 hours. I thought it was totally an unbreakable record, but Westbrook is once again averaging a triple double, not for the
messed around,
not for the second time. Not for the third time. This is the fourth season. Westbrook has averaged a triple-double, and it's just, it's really, really
incredible.
They're
not what they used to be, though. They're just, you know, triple-doubles aren't quite what they used to be, but it's still, that's still very impressive.
And when you say that, it's based off what?
Based off of my research that I've done. I can get that to you. It's at home.
It's literally just something you say. It's not based on anything.
Because I want to say it, and that's what I say, and that's what I feel. It's just not. It can't be. I don't have the facts in front of me. Like I said, the research is at the house. But I'll get that to you someday.
It's just not quite the same.
It's not the same. You know it, too. Deep down in your heart.
No, I don't.
Deep down in your heart, you know it.
I don't.
You do.
I do not. It's really incredible.
It is.
It was one of these things where it's like, you know, Hank Aaron's home run record or something like that. It's like you just didn't think it would ever be broken. But that's what records are meant to be, and what Westbrook has done. It crazy, crazy, and he's going to continue to do it. He's just 32 years old. He might keep it up for another year or two. Nuggets are back in action tonight, like we said, against Charlotte. The Rockies are back in action, had their game canceled yesterday. I can't remember a game being postponed before like 11:30 in the morning, but that's what went down yesterday.
It was nasty. Nasty yesterday.
It was.
I mean, hopefully they get in today. What time's the start time today?
6:40.
Ooh. That's going to be a cold one, and I don't know what it's supposed to be downtown, but that's not going to be good baseball weather. How many fans show up to that one?
Oof.
Over, under 100?
Over, for sure.
Really? Who would go to that today and sit outside in those conditions to watch a bad Rockies team?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Padres, and obviously their star-studded lineup is, you know, fun to watch when you look at them. And, you know, Tatis and Machado, et cetera, et cetera.
Machado.
That's what I said. But man, I just watch and listen to Drew and Spilly and company on the broadcast.
Yeah,
tonight. I mean, that's going to be,
you know what I don't like seeing,
bad conditions.
You know what I don't like seeing, and I got to get this off my chest.
Get it? We that's what we do here. Free yourself up, Zach. Come on.
I don't like seeing in these freezing games these parents have their small children at these games. I'm looking at last week. I said to this to you off the air.
Yeah, you did.
It's freezing, right? Spilly's down there, and he's got boots on the ground. He's like, guys, this is freezing. This is a terrible experience for me. And they pan up into the audience, and some of these parents are trying to warm up these kids who are literally 2 and 3 years old, got them blankets around and shaking. If you have to shake your child to keep them warm, you should not be at a baseball game.
Bring your rear end home.
I hate seeing it. Kids' face is freezing, got red cheeks and red noses.
You're not even watching a good squad, honestly.
Right? It's a Wednesday night, 9:30 at night, and you're shaking your three-year-old to keep him warm.
Freezing. He doesn't care about the game. He's not even watching the game. He's freezing cold. Go home.
I hate seeing that,
dude.
Put
it on the TV.
I really don't like it. I really don't like seeing it. Really don't like it.
You know what that is? It's selfish. 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 Right? Don't be selfish, parents.
Shake your kid to keep him warm. That should be the litmus test. If you need to shake your child to keep him warm, go home. Go inside. 40 degrees. 35 degrees. 9:30 on a Wednesday. Go home. All right. Our T-shirts here at The Fan have become a big hit over the years. So we wanted to find a way.
I love it when you get fired up.
To make them available to everyone. We've launched the Fan Store with a collection of swag, including limited edition Fan Jam T-shirts. You know the design, the old NBA Jam style with each show. Our show, this is funny, man. We got, so we got like the strengths, you know, when, back when you were picking your fighters, for lack of a better term, you had two guys per each team. So it'd be Scotty and Michael. And, you know, today it would be like Jokic and Jamal. And we got the strengths, the shooting, the, and our shirts have, the hops, me maxed out, you, somewhere trailing behind. The hands, you have it maxed out. I'm about 60% of the way there. The teasing into segments, I'm maxed out. You're about a quarter of the way there.
I just don't ever get to do it. That's why. It's like you don't know how good I am at it because I never get to do it, you know? So it's like, that, I think that's unfair.
And then we got the legal ID, which is, I just think, so funny. And both of us are about a 95.
I own the legal ID. I know I'm ahead on you on that for sure.
You probably are a little bit. You probably are. But it's a great shirt. It's comfortable. Cool. You can get them.
Sums us up and what we do pretty well, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get one of these and you take a picture and wear it and tweet it, I'll retweet it.
There you go.
How about that? All right. The schedule releases tomorrow. What are a few things to keep an eye on and maybe even hope for? I have one, and I'm going to bounce it off you coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Jealous, Hey Jealousy?
Hey Jealousy.
Okay.
Classic,
is this the,
band.
Is this the your group that you're talking about?
Yeah. This is
Gin Blossoms?
Gin Blossoms. Yeah. Pump that up, John.
Was this the intro for Prince? No?
Oh, you are such a gem. Thank you, John. Oh, my gosh. That's a classic, man. That'll always be in rotation at my house. The schedule releases tomorrow. Was that the intro to Friends? That's pretty good, dude. The schedule releases tomorrow. And so we have the Broncos opponents, right? We know where they're going to play. We just don't know when.
Right. The order.
The order of it.
What time? Primetime game, Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, Saturday. I mean, who knows, right?
We have no clue. And that primetime, you know, conversation has always been a big one because, and I don't know what the number is now.
It used to be a big one. Not anymore, really.
Not
because
anymore.
Because it was like, hey, you know the Broncos are going to get to five. I think it was five.
It was five, yep.
Right?
Yep.
So you knew that. Just like, okay, let's see, you know, when are they going to play the Patriots on Monday Night Football or whatever?
Yep.
When are they going to play the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football? Now it's like, well, how many are they going to get? How many do you think they're going to get? And this doesn't count Thursday.
It does count Thursday.
Don't count. Everybody gets a Thursday game, don't they? I think everybody in the league plays on Thursday.
You might be right about that.
And I could be wrong about it also, but that's what I remember hearing at one point a few years ago. And it might have changed, but I thought everybody got a Thursday game. So it's like, that's kind of a given that you're going to get a Thursday game. It might have changed. Amazon's taking it over.
Yeah,
or whatever.
How about that story? This is the last year. And I don't know if football fans like near and far are fully aware. This is the last year of free Thursday night football.
You have to be like a member of Amazon Prime?
Starting in 2022, Thursday
Bezos.
Night Football is going to be on Amazon Prime.
How do you, what do you have to stream that or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And you could more than likely just do it through your TV, you know, a lot of these TVs. Like, I didn't realize until maybe 3 months ago that, like, I could just, like, watch YouTube on my TV. I just said, like, YouTube.
Yeah, see, I don't know about all that stuff.
I just say, YouTube, Blippi, garbage truck. You know who Blippi is?
That's a cartoon, huh?
It's not a cartoon. It's a grown man. He's the weirdest creature on earth. No. And if you don't know who Blippi is, just thank your lucky stars.
I don't know who Blippi is.
You're lucky your kids weren't younger when Blippi was coming up.
I was Wiggles and Barney. I was Wiggles.
The Wiggles,
Barry, Anthony, Jeff.
Yeah. But I didn't realize you could just say it and you got YouTube right on the TV. I'm not good with technology at all. But Amazon Prime is going to be the new host of Thursday Night Football starting in 2022. So this is the last ride here. They are making you. It is so amazing how everything is going to subscription models across the board. How you listen to your music, what you watch, you know, everything is so segregated. You got Apple TV, Hulu, Peacock. I mean, everything in Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, ESPN Plus. Like, it is incredible that in about a 5-year period, how much of our viewing habits have changed. And I think the pandemic ratcheted it up a lot.
Did it really start with Netflix, kind of? I mean, were they the first, like, big subscription model? I mean, maybe it's not, but it's kind of seemed that way. And then
no, it was with DVDs. They would send the DVD and just be in your mailbox.
Yes.
And I remember it was like revolutionary.
No late fees. Just kind of send it back whenever.
And it was like a buck. It was like a dollar per. And you want to know what? I'll give Vince McMahon credit here. When they went to the WWE Network like 10 years ago, I'm like, I'm not paying. You're going to make me pay for the. And they were on the forefront of it. And they just sold it to Peacock for $1 billion. About a month ago. So it's incredible. It's the new way of the world. And like I said, I think the pandemic with everyone being at home made subscription models go into warp speed. HBO Max. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. But that's the future of the NFL, on Thursday night. So let's enjoy it this year, while it lasts. The, NFL, we know is switching to
Wait, you forgot my question.
What was your question?
How many? How many primetime games, not counting Thursday night football? Thursday night football doesn't count. I'm talking about Sunday night, Monday night. Well, I guess could you have more than one? I don't know. All right, throw Thursday in there if you want. I don't care.
Including you want Thursday, I'll say the Broncos get two.
Wow. Because Thursday's a gimme in my mind. It might have changed, but that's a gimme. So that's one. Everybody's getting one.
And it feels like Thursday night, you don't want the Thursday night game almost. Like, it's kind of cool, but, like, it's one of these things where, I don't know, they don't put, like, the primetime matchups on Thursday night.
No, usually not. That's usually just like, hey, just put Jacksonville, Tennessee. You know, that's who it used to be.
Bingo.
Right? It's like, ugh.
It felt like Jacksonville played Tennessee every Thursday.
Yes, exactly.
Browns, Bengals, Thursday night.
Oh. Brutal. But it's like, okay, well, I'll tune in here.
Yeah.
Got to. Nothing else on.
No, it's NFL football. I'm going to watch it.
Right. At least when the Broncos play on Thursday, it does, like you said before, it frees your Sunday up for us. Like, you know, so it's not all like, I have to watch this game. I have to take notes. Now you can just kind of free, you know, you got a free for all. You can watch whatever you want, any games you want. So that is nice from our perspective. I think you're probably right. I think it's probably two.
If they get one other game on a Sunday or a Monday.
Chiefs, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Probably.
Yep.
Would
it shock you if it's a Thursday night game and that's it?
No. It really wouldn't. I mean, how could it? It's been a bad product lately. You do have 17 games this year, so you got one more game. That might help the Broncos' cause, but, I mean, why would that be a shocker to anyone? If it's just, hey, all you're getting no Monday night and no Sunday night. When was the last time the Broncos haven't had that? Probably, you know.
I would say.
Before
Monday Night Football was a thing.
Yeah. But that's reality, unfortunately. You know, when you stink and the Broncos have stunk, when you haven't been a good product, it's just like, okay, what do you want me to say? You want me to act shocked if they only get one game? No, I mean, it's been bad. Yeah. I'm expecting it to be better, but the quarterback situation, I just can't sit here and be very optimistic that it's going to be a lot better. So, yeah, I think you're probably right, too.
If you're the league, do you take the Aaron Rodgers possibility into account?
I was thinking about that.
Because if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Broncos, the league would, if they knew that in advance, they'd max it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Broncos would be one of the most interesting teams in the league.
Five.
If not the most interesting team in the NFL. And that is not hyperbolic at all.
Hubolic?
hyperbolic.
They would have five definitely with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know the flex schedule. You know, so if the Broncos end up getting Aaron Rodgers with the schedules already set, obviously late in the season, they will be flexed a lot. I don't know how often you can do it, but I'm sure networks would want Aaron Rodgers and the Broncos on primetime TV.
So, for sure.
But do they take that and do they just give the Broncos maybe just one more? Like it probably would be two. But now let's just give them one more just in case.
I like
right?
that.
So now it might be three. We'll see. I think if it is three, that's what they're doing. That's how they're viewing it. And that's smart. That's smart. You could still have the Broncos on Sunday Night Football against a good team, and it could still be compelling even without Aaron Rodgers. That's fine. But if it has Aaron Rodgers, you don't want to cover yourself a little bit here.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to just have the Broncos have two games and have to flex them late in the season.
The upside of it potentially happening outweighs the downside of it not happening. It's still going to be an NFL football game that's going to draw great ratings. So, yeah, very interesting. How many games did the Broncos have last year that were in primetime?
It's a good question. I remember they played the Chiefs, I think, on primetime.
Yes. I think that was Sunday night.
Yeah.
They played the Jets in the Thursday night fiasco when Brett Rippon almost lost his life in front of a live audience.
Broncos country, everybody was mad at Greg Inga Williams. You know, like it was his fault for having his defense play hard to the end of the football game. Like, oh my goodness. Like you're supposed to just stop playing when a guy's rolling out? And it's I think it was a one-score game still.
It was.
Well, so, you know.
Broncos almost lost that game. It was like 26-21, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That just puts a smile on my face.
Oh, game. Week one, primetime, Monday Night Football.
Yes.
It was the second part of the doubleheader, which doesn't feel the same.
No, but it's still primetime game. So you had three. That's it, right?
Yep.
You had three.
Yep.
And one of them's a Thursday night game. So I think if they have three this year with the Thursday night game like they did last year, the league's probably looking at it as let's just cover ourselves if Aaron Rodgers is with the Broncos.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. I have a couple.
I just can't get that out of my head now.
What's
Brett
that?
Brett Rippon rolling out to the right, holding the ball and just getting destroyed two plays in a row.
Crazy.
I remember what happened. I remember what happened. I think the first time it was maybe Jake Butt and one other guy who did not do a good job of blocking on the left side and Rippon was rolling to the right. I think the next time it might have been one of the guards or Cushenberry that didn't do a great job of blocking. And poor Brett. I mean, yeah, he just that was ugly.
It was the ugliest way to finish a football game. Unless you're the Chargers and it's week 8 against the Broncos. A game that I watched this morning.
Oh, you
for
did.
Our fan film room. I cannot believe the Chargers ended up losing that game. The pass interferences, the way that they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, it was as much about the Chargers. They had a pass interference call with 1 second left.
Yeah.
The Broncos are from their own 20. They're trying to chuck it in the end zone.
Right.
Pass interference, single second left.
Super bad.
Thank you, Dana. They were playing like man-to-man, too. The guy had his back turned. I mean, Chargers, yes.
The way they lost football games last year
was
stunning.
Remember my motto? Remember my saying that I learned from my receiver coach in my first year in the NFL, the late, great Milt Jackson? I don't ever remember quotes from people. Like,
and this is your first year, right?
Yeah, my first year. He said,
if you see Tony, run.
If you see the big fat Italian, make sure you get out of there quick.
More games are lost in the NFL than won.
That's right. You're exactly right. You listen well, my son. You listen well. And you watch that game, and the Chargers just lost it by just doing dumb things. This happens in the NFL all the time. Just don't do dumb things. Don't be dumb-dumbs and get terrible penalties and just, you know, give the football away. If you don't do those things, you know, you'll win a lot of football games. But people just can't help themselves. They just do dumb things all the time and just give games away. Yeah, that's pretty. That's what the Chargers did for the Broncos.
They did, and they did it all year. And the Chargers just discovered new and astounding ways to lose football games. We'll talk about that a game at 2 o'clock when you're going to break down Teddy Bridgewater against the Chargers. I break down Drew's game against the Chargers in that comeback win. All right, so back to the schedule here. We can get the train back on the tracks here.
It's on the track. It hasn't left the tracks. It's been on firmly.
I got a memo here from the league. Every team plays 17 regular season games with one bye week. All right, this is new territory for us here. We're going to have to – this is the new normal.
Yeah.
17 football games. We knew it was coming. We've been talking about it for years now, but it's finally here.
Finally here, that's right.
Clubs will host 10 games overall, either 9 regular season games and 1 preseason game, or 8 regular season games and 2 preseason games. Home and away against its 3 division opponents. That's the same as it's been. The 4 teams from another division within its conference on a rotating 3-year cycle. All right. Man, this gets a little wordy here.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff. I was kind of like dozing off. I was watching Tebow and Urban Meyers up there from their Florida days.
Urban looks so young.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Looks like a kid almost.
I still can't believe that's happening. It's unbelievable, but it's not because it's Tim Tebow. So. It's going to be a fascinating story to follow.
I'm rooting for him.
Who couldn't? Why would you not root for Tim? If you're not rooting for Tim Tebow to just go down there and make the team, you're a hater. You're a hater. Get your haterade out. You're the biggest hater ever. Why would you want to hate on Tim Tebow? Like, why? Who? All he does is do good stuff. You know, he's very charitable, gives back to the community, does a lot of great things for special needs kids, You know, you're just a hater if you're not pulling for that story. It's a great story.
How about this? How about this angle? I saw some former players, current players say this yesterday. Like, there are people who work so hard for this opportunity, and he's occupying a spot in camp, and he's taking someone else's spot.
Hogwash. How about that? Tell the former players that. Dude, they got 90 people on the roster, whatever, however many people. And like I've told you, you got about 10 of them that you know right away don't have a chance to make the team. Okay? It's just like, so, no, they got a lot of people on the roster. I just thought he's not taking anybody's opportunity away that would have made a team. Or he's taking one person's opportunity away there in Jacksonville. One person, that's it. One person's not getting that opportunity. Guess what? That's life. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. You know, you got the short end of the stick here. I mean, life's not fair, Zach. Did you know that? And guess what else is not fair? The NFL is not fair. So tell the former players that they're wrong. And maybe if they'd have been around long enough, they would know that the NFL ain't fair.
Look at you.
Yeah. I'm coming out firing on a Tuesday, Zach.
I had like 15 years of merit behind
that's
it.
Right.
There.
That's right.
Just
that's
a
right.
Reminder.
Just drop that mic on their head.
Quick a probability percentage that Tebow makes the team.
And Tyler made some good points. I was listening yesterday on my way home after Stanley's when I was solo. You didn't join me.
Because it was Monday, dude.
What does that mean? That's the perfect time to go, especially after Mother's Day. You put the work in on Mother's Day. Now it's like you need to treat yourself.
Party right? A little too hard.
So I had to treat myself.
Oh, my gosh.
But Tyler made some good points yesterday. And I was kind of shocked, by the way, when he did. I was like, oh, that's actually a good point, Tyler.
What were those points?
You know, like when has Tim Tebow ever blocked? He's got to block. Play the tight end now. It's not an easy thing just to all of a sudden. And you're not just blocking, like, defensive backs that don't want to make a tackle. You're blocking defensive ends. You're blocking, you know, Bradley Chubbs and Von Millers and, you know, guys that are strong, big, fast, explosive, all those things. That's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to all of a sudden just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a good blocker. It's a very hard thing to do. And then also just running routes and like how fast is he? And Tyler, I was paying attention. Tyler said he ran 4.7 coming out of college, you know, 13 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
What is he now? I mean, is he like 4.9, 5? I mean, like that's not fast at all. That's really slow. And Tebow's not, you know, he's kind of stiff when he runs. You know, he doesn't run. He's a little bit stiff. That doesn't work well when you're running routes. So the more Tyler started talking, I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be really difficult for him to make the team.
I didn't hear that conversation, so I don't know if he said this, but is Tebow going to play special teams?
Well, they did talk about special teams. I'm sure. Like, if you're going to be the third tight end and you're going to get, like, a uniform on Sunday and dress out and not be one of the inactives, you're going to need to be a special teams guy.
See, that's where I kind of get lost. I just cannot imagine.
Why couldn't he be a special teams guy?
I just can't imagine Tebow flying down the field on special teams.
Why not?
That's what he's going to have to do. I have a mental block.
That's what he's going to have to do. You're going to have to play some punt. You know, maybe be the gunner on punt team. Play kickoff. I mean, not many kickoffs are returned anyway. So, I mean, there's a few things, yes, I think, you know, he's going to have to play. And then D-Mac made a good point, too. I mean, both of them did. I was kind of like, wow, they both made good points here.
D-Mac and his big belt buckle. And his shirt tucked into his jeans like he's walking through a saloon door.
Come on, man. Oh, man. That was classic D-Mac. I love it. Like, don't ever change, Darren. Don't ever change. But D-Mac was saying, you know, probably like more, maybe like a Taysom Hill type of role. So not just strictly a tight end. Obviously, if you wanted to put him at quarterback on fourth and one, wildcat it, right? You could do that. You got him in the backfield sometimes next to Trevor Lawrence. Like, you can do a lot of things with a guy like that. They could use him like that also, not just like your prototypical tight end, you know, where he lines up in the right next to the tackle or he lines up in the slot. Like, there are some things that you could do with Tebow in short yardage situations and use him to his strengths is what I'm saying, which probably
and what
is how you would use.
What are his strengths?
Running the football, really. Running the football.
Okay.
Like, you know. Not, I mean, and also, if he needed to throw it a couple times, he could do it, you know. I mean, Taysom Hill doesn't throw it very well. There's just some gadget things that you could do with him.
So he's going to be a tight end, but his strength is running the ball. The more we talk this thing out, it just does not add up.
He's making the team,
Zach. I'm rooting for
him. He is making the team.
I'm rooting for him. I just don't know what he...
He's making the team.
We'll see.
I'm just telling you, he's going to make that football team, and somehow, some way, and I'm sure the first game of the season you're going to see him in the end zone.
What?
Touchdown.
The first game of the season.
Yeah. First game of the season. Hashtag save the audio.
Okay. Yeah. Save the audio. All right. This was a really mismanaged segment. We didn't get to anything that
it was one of our best ones ever. I thought, send it for the Meconian or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah, it ain't that.
Yeah, close enough.
We are going to be giving away Zach Brown tickets.
Seriously, and we're giving away all these tickets.
Hour.
I was thinking about that today. We gave away stinking Dave Matthews tickets and Zach Brown yesterday.
We're giving away more Zach Brown tickets at the top of next hour at 2 o'clock.
All right,
so hang around. You're not going to want to miss that. Okay, I do want to get to one thing that I think we should be mindful of for tomorrow's NFL schedule release, maybe even hoping for. We will circle back to that. But first, John Clayton, our senior Broncos writer, says even if Deshaun Watson becomes available, the Broncos should not go down that road. His explanation coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.